The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, world. What's up, guys? This is Dave Van Auken. Good morning. Happy Monday. Let's start off the week right. The only way I know how to start off the week is Fight Bananas Podcast. That's what's up. Guys, I'm just incredibly happy or, gratified, all that. Vindicated, verified, whatever all those words are. The podcast, the last 2 weeks, I'm just telling you, insane. Maybe the word is bananas. It started off a couple weeks ago. Really great momentum. Glover Teixeira, Curtis Blades. We had Christy Martin live in the studio. And it just kept on going and going. Impa Kasanga and I, Alex Perez, flyweight UFC contender. We had Liz from the other side in live with the studio with us. Just numbers exploded. This is not that humble brag. It's just bragging. Now playing. Just thank you guys, man. So pumped. The podcast is literally on fire. It's awesome. It's a great, great time for mixed martial arts. It's a great, great time for podcasts. And that's us. That's us. Our Fight Bananas MMA scoreboard. All week. For 2 weeks, people have been tagging me on post. Trying to say, hey, I've heard this on the Fight Bananas podcast for the last 10 months. Over 150 episodes. Get on it, guys. Go get it. Fight Bananas podcast on all podcast platforms. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. Keep on subscribing to the YouTube. Holy shamoly, we've had over 240 subscribers in the last 10 days. Thank you. Big ups. And this is the last day, by the way, we're giving away that Warhammer Fightwear Dry Fit Tee. We're giving that away today. So make sure you subscribe to the Fight Bananas YouTube page and on iHeartRadio, and we'll find you. I will probably announce that, probably later on today. We're going to get it. So, all right. Starting off the week strong, like always. This is a fighter I've been seeing in the, we've had Felicia Spencer on. We've had our good friend Megan Cawley on. We just had Liz on, who kind of goes there for the, to the Jungle MMA and Fitness. Ariana Melendez trains out of the Jungle MMA and Fitness. She just had a tremendous win a couple weeks ago at Combat Night Orlando at Gilt Nightclub. She defeated Naomi Young, who was on the podcast as well. And I want to talk to her about that. That's like, we had Naomi on before. I talked to promoters. I talked to agents. I talked to fighters across, especially Florida, but across the country. Miss Young has a ton of buzz on her name. People are already talking about her Invicta FC run, Dana White Contender Series run, a UFC contender, all this. And Ari goes in and gets the job done. Like, this is, I'm truly happy for her. I like people who put in the work and the grind and all that. So I just want to talk to her about how the last year has went. What's next? That's a tremendous win, but I know she doesn't want to kind of stop there. So what's next for Ari? And so much more. We'll get into it. Jungle MMA and Fitness. We'll get into Florida female MMA. We got Felicia Spencer coming out this weekend, UFC Norfolk. So much is going on. So, guys, let's get Ari on the Fight Bananas Podcast. All right, guys, on the Fight Bananas Podcast, Ari Melendez, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good, doing good. Ready to kick off the week. We had such a busy last 2 weeks, but no one had a really better weekend. Two or three weekends ago, Gilt Nightclub, Orlando, Florida. Before I give you the floor, I kind of want to give you a really good compliment. I kind of had it in the intro. Naomi Young has been on the podcast before, and I talk to so many people, Ari, so many fighters, promoters, management groups, agents, and they have her already in the Invicta FC, Dana White Contender Series, UFC Contender. Like, they have multiple year plans for Miss Young, who's still awesome and is a beast and all that. But you, a couple weeks ago, Gilt Nightclub Combat Night, defeated her and took a lot of that shine. So, like, how do you feel? Do you have you kind of felt that vibe, that momentum in the last couple, 15, 18 days? So how are you feeling after that victory?
Well, I'm feeling great, first of all. But when I took the fight, I mean, everybody, you know, kind of told me exactly what you just told me about. She's a huge up-and-comer. She fought on the August card that I fought as well for Combat Night for kickboxing. And I saw her absolutely dominate her opponent, and she did such a great job. And, you know, that was something that I did want to happen because I wanted the challenge, you know. So when it became official, I had different, you know, people messaging me all the time and saying, hey, like, good luck and stuff like that. And, you know, even Mitchell, the promoter, like, he told me right after we took pictures and was like, hey, like, I thought that you were going to lose this fight. Good game plan and stuff like that. And, you know, if it wasn't for my coaches and my teammates, you know, I wouldn't have been able to implement that game plan and actually come out with that victory. So it wasn't just me and they doing the work and, you know, being the underdog and, you know, I can't take all the limelight. It was definitely all my, you know, coaches and pretty much telling me not to worry about, you know, the name is just a name, you know, just go out there and do what you do. And that's what I did. And it felt amazing.
No, that's awesome. Okay, so I had something where I thought I was going to go with it, but I'm going to kind of inject something. So wait, so Mitchell Chamali even said he thought you were going to lose?
So I think it was Sunday after the fight. He actually even went on live and was like, hey, like, I'm a fight fan too, you know, and, you know, I really thought that you know, Naomi was going to dominate this fight and that, you know, we had our, you know, setbacks of, you know, matchmaking this because, you know, they didn't know if it was going to be a good fight or not. And, but, you know, Mitchell, you know, having faith, you know, in Richard Cox, he, you know, went along with the matchup and decided to just, let's do it. So I'm glad I got in there and, you know, prove everybody wrong.
Oh, 100%. Wow. Like, that's like wild to hear that. And two, to kind of, like I said, I talked to so many people in the game. For one, especially any sport, you know, soccer, baseball, football, all that. MMA is the most, especially on the amateur level. Shoot, anyone can win any given fight. You know, like I said, I know, dude, Naomi's a stud. She's awesome. Huge future for her. I like her game a lot. I got nothing but respect and admiration for her. But I was like, even when I saw the fight matchup, I was like, hey, I kind of thought what your game plan was going to be. Get close to her, grapple, get rough with her. You definitely have, you know, more compact, shorter. You can kind of get it gritty a little bit. And I was like, hey, this fight can go any way, anytime. So, yeah, like I said, congratulations. That's such a big win for you and moving forward. Okay. First, let's stick with the jungle. Let's stick with your coaches. You said the limelight, they deserve a lot of it. Talk about that. You know me, I've talked to Felicia, you know, good friends with Megan Cawley. I love that gym. I love me some Luke. I'm a Luke guy. I like Luke a lot.
Yeah.
So tell me, you know, what's your who kind of came up with the game plan and, you know, how vital is the jungle MMA fitness to you so far in your amateur career?
Oh man, I mean, they brought me into the fighter that I want to be. You know, if it wasn't for them, you know, I don't think I, you know, honestly would have won that fight, you know. Their fight knowledge and their skill level and their just everything, they have an answer for every what if for, you know, any type of fight style. So if it would have went to the ground with Naomi, then, you know, we would have had an answer for it. If it would have just stayed striking, we would have had an answer for it. So, you know, they've helped me so much, and just having such a big variety of teammates too, that, you know, for every shape and size, like Luke and Megan, you know, they push me, and, you know, it's great because that just makes me into an all-around fighter that I want to be. And my coaches help me so much, getting the extra work in when I need it and want it, and, you know, just, you know, keeping me calm, telling me not to have any doubts that I got this. And that's, I think, the confidence and the type of team that every fighter deserves and needs.
No, that's awesome. I 100% agree with you there. You also mentioned Richard Cox had to, like, have backup matchups and kind of go back around. So, first of all, what do you have any kind of plans? What's next? We're still early into the year of 2020. You got a lot of really great buzz around your name. So happy to hear that. I've been watching you from afar. What do you want to do next? Is there something you definitely want to hit on? What's kind of your 2020 spring, summer, fall plans?
Well, I definitely want to hop on the Combat Night April 4th card. I'll put my name in for that, so hopefully they do find me a matchup. Maybe something just as good as Naomi Young. So that'll be my fifth amateur fight, and I'm hoping that, with my coach's approval, that I can go pro later on in the year, do a really good fight camp, be in tip-top shape, and just be able to go pro at that time. That's pretty much exactly what the plan is to kind of go pro by the middle to end of this year.
Okay. And to me, you have a great map. You have a great guideline of how to become a successful, not even just a pro, but a really successful pro, especially there in Orlando and Jungle MMA and Fitness with Felicia Spencer, about to co-main event another UFC card. Like I said, you had Megan be in Invicta FC. So you have like these really great, maps to become a professional. Same kind of question. How important, how vital is that to you train with Felicia, train with all these great females there at the Jungle MMA and Fitness?
Oh, it's huge. It's definitely something that has had a huge impact on me because, Felicia and Megan, they're where I want to be, which is like a huge inspiration as well. I see Felicia, training, putting in the work, getting ready for a UFC fight, and I'm just like, damn, like, that's where I want to be. And, it's a huge inspiration, and then Megan being an Invicta, being pro and training hard as well. Like, just seeing the girls do it, it's insane. And it makes me want to push. And there's some days where I don't want to go to the gym. I just remember that, I'm not going to be an amateur forever. And these are the times where, this is what stands out an amateur to a professional, going in there and doing it even when you don't want to. And they all do that, which is why I look up to them so much. And they're just great partners, too. Like, Felicia always, every time I ask her something about dieting, skill level, camps, she always has no problem just, giving me a layout of it and stuff like that. And same thing with Megan for my weight cut for this past fight. She was messaging me Thursday and Friday, like, all day, making sure, hey, you're okay, you're good. I'm sick, but I'll sit outside of the sauna for you. And that's just huge. That's
right,
huge to be like, okay, well, you're a professional. And, you care about the amateurs, and that just means that we're just a big family now, it's huge. It's huge to have, be able to say, these people look out for me and my best interest, they're just not just, oh, I'm a professional, I don't have to worry about, them, and that's huge. It's absolutely huge.
Oh, 100%. God, I love that so much. We just kind of partnered up. That kind of reminded me of something. We just partnered up with the Bullyproof Foundation. They have a really cool website, bullyprooffoundation.org. It's got a great videos on it. And just kind of that support, that mentality of, it's so crazy. I probably call or text or DM so many people every single day, sometimes just to say, hey, how you doing? The fight game is a hard game. It's just so difficult and tough. I've been with 7-8 hour car rides. So, guys or girls, they train for 6 weeks and then they cut weight, which is the dreaded, most 48, 72 hours. And then they drive 7-8 hours. And then the person they're about to fight didn't make weight and their fight gets canceled. It's like, holy crap. Like, I was sick to my stomach, and I'm not the fighter. I'm just the driver. I think I ate KFC on the way up. I was living the good life. Fight game is so hard. So to hear that what Megan does, and I just think, like, it's that little things that goes a long way. Every 5 weeks, I'm just going to text you and be like, hey, all right, keep on kicking ass. I'm just going to keep on doing that. I got you.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, for sure. So, last question on Felicia Spencer. She's fighting UFC Northfoot co-main event. What do you think is going to happen in that fight? And what do you see in the near future for Felicia, the UFC this year?
One, she's going to absolutely dominate that fight. She's been working so hard, and I've been just, seeing her do the early morning sessions and stuff like that. And she's looking on it. And there's no doubt in my mind that she's just going to go in there and just absolutely, do what she does best, and that's going to win. So, and I definitely, you know, I would love to see her fight for that title soon, you know, because she absolutely deserves it. She works so hard, and, you know, that's definitely someone that, if anyone deserves the title shot, it's her. So I'm really hoping that she gets it for this year.
Oh, I agree. I think so. I don't know why it's this weird feeling. And I think Amanda Nunes is one of the greatest fighters, female or male. I think she's just one of the best in the world. But I've been saying this probably same thing for 10 months. When, not if, when that matchup happens, I just have this odd, eerie feeling. Felicia Spencer gets her on the ground and submits her. I don't know why. I've been saying this for a minute, so I just it's crazy. But first step first, yeah, she's got to get the win. Co-main event, UFC Norfolk, so that's Felicia Spencer. Okay, so your Instagram game, Melendez_KD_MMA. So before we did this interview, I'm like, cool, let me check her out. Okay, I'm seeing all these pictures. Then I go to these old school pictures of you, Ari, of your surfing days. I was like, wait a second, I gotta bring it up. So, do you still surf? Was that like one of your first passions of athletics? Or tell me about your surfing history.
Oh man, well, I mean, as a younger kid, I was definitely just an all around athlete. In high school, I swam, I played basketball, softball, and soccer. And, you know, so I was just always into something. I started surfing, you know, a little bit younger, around when I was like 7. I didn't start competing in it, taking it seriously until I was about 13. And, you know, I started competing at the ESA, Eastern Surfing Association. And just kind of, you know, that's where I think a lot of my competitive aspects come from and why I'm so comfortable in the cage, is because I'm used to hearing the blowhorn go and just go and get as many waves as you can and score as many points. So, it was great. That's definitely like my first passion. I got to go to Puerto Rico and represent them in the International Surfing Association in Nicaragua. I placed, I believe, like 36th in the entire world for juniors. So it was huge. And it was definitely, it kind of gave me that knowledge that you can honestly do whatever you put your mind and heart and soul to, you know? So, you know, I didn't go pro just because there's not a lot of opportunities, you know, in the professional surfing world. So, you know, that's when I really think that I found MMA. So it was a good experience. Everything was great. Going to Nicaragua, surfing there, and, you know, seeing everything that, you know, surfing took me, it's kind of just exactly like MMA is doing now. So it was great.
Nice. That's awesome. Another one. So I'm looking back in your old school pictures. Of course, I'm, you know, I see you with the long hair, and I see you with the dirty blonde hair and all that. And I remember when Rose Namajunas, dude, I've been watching MMA for the last 15 years. I remember like UFC 9. I'm just like that old school of a mixed martial arts fan. And I remember Rose showed up to weigh-ins, and she shaved her head. And like, it was just like, for some reason, it was just like a humongous wave on the MMA, you know, social medias and the media. It was just like this humongous thing. And I'm like, I kind of didn't get it. I thought, for one, she looks pretty badass. It's Rose Namajunas, one of the greatest female fighters in the world. And I was like, no, I dig it. So, you know, I know your head is not shaved, but I saw your long hair back in the day. What was that moment? What was that trigger? Was it all strictly to MMA, or was it just you? Was it a vibe or a lifestyle? I would love that moment. You're like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm going to rock this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, as soon as I started training, I was spending more time putting my hair up in a ponytail than actually training. And that's just so annoying. You finally get warm and you're like, hold on, let me put my hair up. And then you have to do it again. And you're like, okay, this is so annoying. So I promised myself, I made a pact to myself that as soon as I get my first fight ever, I'm going to cut my hair. And I'm going to dedicate myself to it. So I believe August 4th, 2018 is when I had my first ever boxing fight. And I think a week before that, I cut my hair, and I was like, all right, this is it. You're going to do this, and you're going to go far with it. This is just one of many milestones that you're going to reach. And I know it's something as small as cutting your hair, but it definitely just stamped everything for me.
Nice. Okay. Last question, Ari. I'll let you go. Another busy week with you, Fight Bananas Podcast. Same kind of thing. We've been talking about it for so much on the show, and I love kind of getting different aspects and opinions on it. Female MMA, especially in Florida, is just on fire. Your gym alone, Felicia, Megan, yourself, so many else there. Coconut Creek has maybe the greatest female team in the history. I don't know if you follow them or see all the pictures with, you know, Joanna and Amanda and Jillian, the Savage Robertson. There's so many. There's so many more. K-Rock, Kayla Harrison, there's just tons. My girl Taylor White, PY Boxing, Naomi Dark Wolf, Hannah Goldie, Jessica Borga. There's so much great female talent in Florida. Why? There has to be like a, to me, a reason. Is it the weather? Is it, hey, I can have a, you know, go to the beach. I can surf. I can do whatever. What do you think? What's your opinion on why there is an abundance, a great amount of female MMA talent?
I just feel like promoters now, they're starting to see that we can fight too. Like, we can put on a show, we can get a crowd hyped up, and we can do it, you know. And we're also just as dedicated, if not more, than the guys, you know, because at the end of the day, we have more to prove. We have, you know, we have to talk the promoter into wanting to match make us. We've got to, you know, make sure that we perform at a top level, and, you know. And we're just, I think, more competitive as girls too. We just always want to win. So when you have two people in the cage that just want to win, you know, you're bound to see a huge show. So there is a lot of female MMA fighters coming out of the woodwork now. And I'm really excited because, you know, it gives me just a wide variety of different strawweights and maybe even atomweights to be able to go ahead and fight eventually. So I just hope they all keep coming. So.
Oh, absolutely. They are. Like you said, you want to have a busy 2020, maybe an amateur fight or maybe two left, and then turning pro. So, yeah, options are endless for you, Ari. Hey, big, big fan. We are so excited. We are so happy with the win. Yeah, we're big fans of Naomi, too. When we saw that fight, we're like, wow, that's, man, that's tough. You know, you're rooting for both of you guys. But you were victorious, Combat Night in Orlando. So congrats on that. And keep on kicking ass. Continue success, and man, can't wait. We'll talk to you soon. Definitely have everyone follow you on Instagram, Melendez_KD_MMA. We'll give you the floor. Any last shout outs or any last thanks? We'll let you take it.
Just thank you so much to my coaches and my teammates for, you know, with helping me with that victorious run. Like I said, it wasn't just me in that cage that night. It was everybody I trained with. It was all the coaches that spent extra time with me, and you know, so, and shout out to my sponsors, Wellness Cups, and of course my family as well, for everybody for the support, and I hope I continue to keep making all of you guys proud, and thank you so much, you know, for having me on this podcast and being able to talk to me a little bit.
Oh, for sure. We'll talk to you real soon, Ari. All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.